Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. Set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. To pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Show's taught me.
Shit 90 Show's taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome to Shit 90 Show's taught me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
I just want you all to know that you are invited to my party. The party is Shit 90 Shows Taught Me this week. You're not invited to the losers party. Definitely not. This is the cool kids party. Don't forget it.
Absolutely. It's very exclusive. Very, very exclusive.
Meet you and the 7 people that listen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Definitely not the losers party, that's for sure.
No. I'm trying to think if like my party would have been like a losers party. I feel like it probably would have been, but I didn't know it at the time, so like, who cares?
I was so much of a loser that I didn't even get invited to the loser parties.
To like any of the parties.
No, I'm like, sadly, when sweet 16s were going around, I got invited to like no sweet 16s. I got invited to like one sweet 16.
Interesting. I feel like I only went to like my like super close friends' sweet 16s. Like, you didn't invite everybody in the school, you know?
Like, my school, like, if there was like 100 kids in our class, which there was like 103, you invited like 65 kids.
That's a lot.
To your sweet 16. And I never made the cut.
I don't even remember what I did for my 16th birthday. That's bad.
Well, How old am I? Very old. Topanga has a sweet 16 episode. Oh, so yeah, save it in.
Remember, I'll ask my mom.
You have about a year to remember. That's for fair. Topanga's sweet 16. So you better remember. Yeah,
that's fair. I'll ask my mom when we get there. What have you been up to this week? How's this week treating you? How's your Monday?
My Monday was pretty fine. Like, nothing too irritating happened. I had a pretty good weekend of kind of just chilling. I've been, like, pretty, like, I've been, like, pretty tired because I have been using a lot of energy talking. Like, you and I, we have our podcast. Yeah. And we've been pretty busy. But also, I've been, like, on the Club Hizzy a lot. So
is that what the kids are calling it now?
Some kids.
Club Hizzy.
So I've been like very tired. And like I know whenever I tell people that I'm an introvert, like nobody believes me. Like everyone's like, Sarah, you're not an introvert. Like get over yourself. You're the most outgoing person ever. But the thing is that I'm a introverted extrovert. So mm-hmm. I really need the refresh time. So this weekend, I definitely got some refresh time in.
Yeah, even extroverts need refresh time anyway, right? Like, it's exhausting mm-hmm. talking to people if that's all you do. So I totally get that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not all I do, but it's a lot of what I do.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel you there. Daylight savings is kicking my ass. This year especially, I really felt it. Like, it just, I had to wake up today and I was just not there. Like, even going into our 90s nightcaps, like, I decided I was going to drink a coffee and put some of, like, the Godiva chocolate stuff in it. Because I was like, I need the caffeine boost right now. I'm dying.
Right. I'm just having another red wine because it's all I have. I don't go liquor shopping that often. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, hold on to what I have.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the amount of we just got a liquor's order? Like, I had Will go pick it up, but like you could do like a drive-by pickup or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, just to let you know, it's a big order because I just figured when we do go, we might as well buy a lot so we're stocked up. And he goes home. And it was like, so it was 4 boxes. But to be fair, it's because I bought a lot of those like little bottles of like mm-hmm. single servings of wine or single servings of champagne or, you know, stuff like mm-hmm. that, because that's what I like on a podcast night. I don't want to have like a whole bottle of wine. I just want like one glass. So we're like stocked, good to go. I'm going to have a variety of different drinks coming. I mean, I guess tonight is different, but it's more. It is different. Yeah. What's the over under? Is it like, was it like more than 200?
It was like almost, it was like 215 maybe.
Okay. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's respectable. It's not that bad though.
No, it's not too bad. I mean, I buy the cheap shit too. So it's, and they didn't have the one that Chappelle recommended.
The crazy bitch. Guys, we've been looking. If you don't know and you didn't listen to our Clueless pod, Chappelle, who is our wonderful first two-time guest, mm-hmm. had something called
was it a crazy wine bitch?
Called no,
it was something bitch,
sweet spicy bitch.
It was sweet bitch.
And it sounds delicious. It looks delicious, and we can't find it. So I think it's
Texas,
you know,
exclusive. I guess
a Texas exclusive or regional or something or other.
Yeah. So unfortunately, nothing.
We can't have it.
Yeah. No sweet bitch for me. But, what have you been watching this week? Have you had time for watching anything beyond what we watched for the podcast?
You know what I watched? I watched is it called Club 90?
I have no idea what that is. Is it a show or a movie?
So it was a documentary.
Oh, okay.
With, it's definitely not called Club 90. Very useful. So, Punky Brewster, Soleil Moonfry, she spent a lot of her teen years documenting and videotaping her and her friends who were all like Hollywood. It's called Kid 90, excuse me.
Okay.
Documenting and like filming a lot of her celebrity friends because there was like 12 like famous kids in Hollywood at the time. So she kind of goes through, shows some of the footage from back then and like talks about like a lot of her friends were struggling with mental health and mm-hmm. like some took their own lives and just talking about that and the struggle of being a cute kid actor that turns into an adult. And even though there was no social media back then, she was still in like the tabloids and she like really struggled with her body because she developed really early mm-hmm. and like you know, people were calling her like Punky Boobster.
Oh, no.
I know. And that was really hard. So it was very interesting. If, you know, if anybody is into like 90s TV, like David Arquette was in there and like Sarah Gilbert from Roseanne was in like the earlier in the footage. She didn't interview, but there was like a lot of like different celebrities that were mm-hmm. in there. Very interesting. So that was Kid 90. You know, you're obviously looking for 90s nostalgia if you're on our show. So maybe that would appeal to you, maybe?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would check it out. Check it out. It's on the Hulu.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yes. Yes.
I am finishing up Dark still. I have a few episodes left of season 3. Season 3 is not my favorite. It's very confusing. Mm. I feel like I have to have a PhD to understand what the hell is going on. Beyond that, I'm thinking of going to Sharp Objects when I'm done with Dark. Oh, I've heard good things.
If you do that, I should do that too.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fun. Yeah. You should definitely watch it.
We can have like a bonus like a reaction at the end.
That would be fun. Okay,
let's think about that. Or we can just talk like humans on the phone, not radio, videotaped. Yeah,
what is
yeah.
that like? Not everybody records their friendship conversations all the time.
I don't think so.
I think that's pretty much all I'm watching beyond what I watch for podcast recordings. That's about it. So anyway, shall we get into Boy Meets World?
Yeah, let's do it.
Season 2, episode 5, The Uninvited. That's an intense title. We start off at the Matthews residence. Alan is getting geriatric discount warehouse, like magazines and catalogs.
Oh my gosh, yes. What a struggle. I mean, whenever you start getting like magazines in the mail that are very revealing into what you're into, you know you're having like a bad time.
Yeah, poor Alan. And then like him and Amy get into this whole conversation about like vitamin E and its uses, and like I was just like, what are they talking about? What I think they're talking about on a
they're 100% talking about what you
this
think they're talking
is a children's
about
show.
But they don't know. I mean, children don't get it. So, yeah, this high potency vitamin E is meant for added, he says durable, I say endurance in the bedroom.
Is like he says he's 40 in this episode. Like, should 40-year-olds really be, what is it called? What is it actually called? Not Prozac. What is it called? The stuff that gets your dick up.
God, I know what it is.
I don't know what the hell it's called. But
whenever
anyway,
you ask me like what something is,
it immediately
I'm like mind. I'm like a deer caught in the headlights. I'm
sorry,
like,
I will never Viagra. Ask you that again.
No, it's called Viagra. I know what it
Viagra,
is.
Viagra. Should 40-year-olds really have to take Viagra? I feel like that's a little young.
I mean, that's a little judgy, Jessica. I think that there's plenty of 20-something-year-olds that take Viagra.
Okay, fair to say, but I meant more like, I feel like if you're really isn't it unusual for a 40-year-old to need Viagra? I feel like it has to be, right?
I don't think that it's an issue of him getting it up. I think it's
endurance.
It's the endurance aspect of it.
Damn.
Which, I mean, there's 18-year-olds that need that.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So
poor
and
Alan.
He said that, you know, they haven't done it twice in one day in a while, so that could help with
we're
that
learning
too.
A lot about Amy and Alan's sex life in this episode.
I love it. I welcome it. I say, hey, I want to know more about their sex life. Tell
yes.
me more.
And this is when Corey and Sean come in, like, playing basketball, and Alan, like, wants to feel young. So he's going to play b-ball with my homies. When I tell you I died of secondhand embarrassment, I died of secondhand embarrassment.
He just wants to play b-ball with his homies, yo.
Oh, I hate
it. That's it.
Like,
that's
do you know those it. Times when, like, something is, like, so cringy and uncomfortable that you, like, touch your face and you just, like, try to, like, hide it? You're just like, oh,
yeah,
ugh.
You're like, ooh. Yeah. It's, like, it's a very dad thing. Like, I can imagine, like, any standard dad being embarrassing, but yeah, he wants to play basketball with his homies. And, you know, he's about to, like, toss the magazines back to Amy, be like, you know, you take us off the list.
Yeah.
And he throws his back out and he can't move.
Unfortunate.
And, you know, Amy's like, I'm going to call the doctor. I've thrown my back out, so, and I'm 32, and I don't think that it's too, he's too young to throw his back out. Like, I think everyone's done it.
I think 40 seems like the right age. Yeah, like, I mean, I think even younger, depending on what causes it, right? Like, you could be lifting something and your back goes out.
Usually nothing causes it. That's the issue. It's like usually you're just doing something stupid, like throwing magazines back to your wife and you throw your back out. It's like there's no rhyme or reason. It's just like when the back gods come at you, they come at you hard.
Yeah.
They're like, you're fucked.
Yeah, poor Alan throws his back out. And it really, like, we'll see through the rest of the episode, it really messes with him psychologically, the poor guy. Yes.
Yeah, he was giving some poor me baby bitch energy today.
Oh my god, he seriously has a sick of the man, like a case of the man sickness. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about it.
It was painful.
Now we're in Feeny's class, which fucking Feeny is still teaching? I thought he's a principal. Yeah,
no, we knew this. We knew this in the beginning of the season. And it's nice seeing Feeny back in his classroom. I think that this is where he belongs.
Yes, but like, I feel like when we knew he was teaching, it was because he was labeled as like an interim principal, but ever since he was like legitimized as like, you know, Mr. Weeny, then it's like, what the hell? Like, I didn't think he would be teaching anymore. He doesn't have principal duties he has to be doing.
What does a principal do during the day besides
yell at, like, kids, reprimand kids? I don't know.
Is that, I feel like that's all a principal does. So I feel like he has time for a sixth period history class.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. But either way, he's doing it. And you're right. It is nice to, like, the only thing I was missing is it's like, this is the first time we've seen Feeny teach since Minkus has been gone. And like, Topanga's been gone for like fucking ever now, it feels like. And so it was kind of jarring to have Feeny teaching, but not have Minkus and Topanga there.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that, you know, we really miss both of their presences. I didn't know that I was going to miss Minkus, you know?
Just felt it so more annoying. In this scene.
Yeah. You know, it's weird seeing, like, you know, Corey and Sean in their same spots and seeing, like, a different girl in front of Corey.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, it's not it. And, like, where are you, Topanga? Like, why are you really don't have that same schedule anymore as the boys?
It's, like, it's just a weird decision, I think, on the, like, producers' parts or something. Because, like, they could have easily thrown Topanga into this storyline, right? Like, it's very easy to see how she fits in. Like, she could even be the one, like, giving Corey advice instead of one of the many other people that give him advice in this episode. It's just jarring to, like, have a situation like this where, like, she could be easily thrown into the storyline and she's not. And I just really feel like she's missing, you know? You really feel
and there's no title credits in the beginning, so I don't even know if she's credited as a main character yet or if she's still a guest star. So I wonder, I still am curious when that transition will be.
Yeah, we'll have
sooner,
to see
sooner than later. Like, I think it's happening soon.
It
I'm not quite sure
soon. Feeny catches people passing notes and Corey asks if it's a, or Feeny misreads it and says that Corey's asking if it's a makeup party, but it's supposed to be make out party.
I have had makeup parties. I have. There was, like, a period of time, like, one of my best birthday parties was a princess party where we had, like, a princess come, but she wasn't, like, Cinderella or whatever. She just, like, brought a bunch of princess costumes, and we all got to dress up in princess costumes, and there was, like, you know, she had, like, makeup. She did makeup on somebody, and then afterwards, my mom brought, like, five of my friends to the nail salon, and we got our nails done.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a fun party. That was kind of like a makeup party.
I just don't necessarily think that that's Corey's thing. But
no, I mean,
he'd rather be making out than putting on makeup.
But not, he does not want to make out. I think he was asking Sean if it was a make out party because he wasn't ready to make out yet.
That's fair. That is fair. And, like, they find out that it's this girl, Melissa, she's going to be having this big party and it's like the party of the century.
And she's the coolest seventh grader.
Yes. And you need to be invited or you're not cool. And everybody's, like, very concerned that they're not going to get invited.
Yeah, everybody is. Like, and Melissa has no qualms in telling the other seventh graders that they're not invited. She's a bitch. Yeah. She's cold, terrifying. Bitch.
Yes.
Terrifying.
Straight
girl.
Up cold bitch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is then Corey's in the hallway and freaking here comes Harley Kiner calling Corey baboon, saying he hasn't forgot about him. And we got a lot of like the Frankie Joey of like, what are you saying? Blank, 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 blank. And, you know, yeah. like, and it's so this one is, what are you saying? I like my sister. And then we get it later. And this is like a constant thing with them.
I know. I think that I probably found this funny when I was a kid, but this bit is getting old fast. And yeah. I am pretty much over it by now.
The only one I always did like. Mm-hmm. The only one I did like was the one later where he's like, what are you saying? I write poetry or something
poetry.
Like that.
And
that
does.
Is a big part of his personality. And I really yeah. like that in his character. And we'll get to it much later when they actually have that as like a like an actual storyline in the show. But I do love that about Frankie's character.
I like that too. But it's like always, this is like, it's almost like every single time I see the setup for this joke, I'm cringing to see like what problematic thing they're going yeah. to say. And it's like, it doesn't, these jokes, this bit really doesn't like last the test of time.
No, you're right. It doesn't. And it's kind of like stupid. Like it doesn't yeah. really make sense 90% of the time. But yeah, so Harley's like, oh, I look at your face and I want to hit it. Like,
I can relate to that. Yeah. That's how I felt about my sister for yeah. a lot of my life.
Corey has a punchable face. Then the nerds yeah. walk in, I mean, yeah. which, like, I didn't think they ever came back. So that was shocking.
Oh, the mini Minkuses. And they actually have names we learn later in the episode.
Yes, mini Minkuses are back. And Harley says he has his 11 o'clock, which is them. And then there, Corey's like we were talking about before, Corey's concerned because there's going to be those who were invited, the cool guys, and those who weren't, the dorks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely don't want to be labeled as a geek or a dork or a nerd when you're a seventh grader. That's not fun. Or a loser. That right. too. So Sean doesn't seem like that bothered by everything, probably because he has confidence. Like he knows that he's cool. Well, I don't know if he knows that he's cool, but I think that he doesn't get worked up about this type of stuff like Corey does.
The fact that he doesn't care is what makes him cool.
Makes
right?
him cool.
And like
exactly.
this is
That's
honestly
the yeah.
more we watch of Sean, the more I'm convinced he's a Scorpio. Like true Scorpio mm-hmm. energy that like even if mm-hmm. he cared, like he's gonna look like he doesn't give a fuck.
We hit the nail on the head with that one. He is 110% a Scorpio. Yes. I have no doubts.
Yeah.
Big bitch energy, Melissa
with
is
the
going
hair,
around.
Right? Like she's so
flipping
like
the hair, laughing at people, like pretending to hold out an invite and then like taking it back.
What a
and,
life
like,
ruiner.
yeah. She's like having a great time rejecting everybody. Corey is surprised when he gets handed the invite and Sean doesn't get the invite.
Yeah.
Surprising
drama. Also, one quick question yeah. about Melissa. She also gives off big bitch energy, right? But like if you had to pick Desiree or Melissa, who's like the baddest bitch?
Okay. Because this is the thing. Desiree at first glance seems like a sweet girl and that's mm-hmm. what makes her dangerous.
Yes.
Like
she has
that
like
know...
sweet peach, like George yes. Peach thing. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So like the thing is that she is like a black widow. She'll like lure you into her like her space and snap your head off.
Yeah.
While with Melissa, it's like you know what she is and how she is. Like she's very transparent that she's a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
But so like they're both bitchy, but like Desiree is so dangerous because yeah. she's very manipulative.
She's top bitch, I think. Like Melissa is still like with training wheels, you know?
Yeah. But like I also would not want to hang out with Melissa or be near Melissa because she's the type of girl that would like, you know, torment you yeah. and like put mean notes in your locker.
100%. She is a life ruiner and I feel like Desiree is truly the baddest bitch because if this were her party, she would have manipulated her parents to let her invite whoever she wanted. And
yes, exactly.
And Melissa doesn't have that.
But yeah. She has her daddy wrapped around her finger.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So Sean, yeah, so Sean didn't get invited. It's like, you know, he's like, oh, don't worry, you go, you know, don't worry about it. And Corey's like really in a quandary, like he's in a pickle. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what to do.
Do you think that Sean's bothered by this, like, at all?
I think he is, but I think he really cares about Corey, and he just, like, doesn't. I think he's both, like, embarrassed, and he also just doesn't want Corey to feel guilty about going. I think it's both of those things. But I think he's very good at, like, hiding that.
Sean was high-key a great friend in this episode.
1,000%. And I'm just like, wow, this whole time that we think, like, Corey's, like, the better friend of the two.
No.
No. Sean is coming for your wig, Corey. Watch out.
Yeah. I'm really proud of Sean for how he responded to everything in this episode.
100%.
Yeah. Sean's just like, I don't know why I'm not invited. It's like probably just one of those like high school mysteries, just like how janitor Bud lost his eye. And he's like, you know, go to the party.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he does see, like, ask to, like, see if Corey can see if it was a mistake. And, like, you know, Melissa makes it pretty clear it was not a mistake. Yeah. And then after that, he was just like, you know what? I'm just going to go grab a burger at Chubby's, which is our very first Chubby's shout out.
I was excited for the Chubby's reference. You know,
obviously, this is our first episode with the Chubby's set, which is like crazy.
It's iconic. And it was one of those things where mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't remember that it was missing until it arrived. And I was like, holy shit, Chubby's.
We spend a lot of time here.
Yeah. So we end up at the cafeteria with Mr. Turner and Corey. And Mr. Turner shows Corey a trick as to how to get, like, soda out of the vending machine by kicking it. And I'm just like, literally, Mr. Turner is, like, the bad bitch teacher. And I love it.
Yeah. I love him. He was being helpful, though, because it ate his money. But yeah. I guess this thing is, like, rigged so that even if you don't lose your money in it, you can still kick it and get a free soda.
Yes. Yes, and this is when Mr. Turner gives Corey his advice because mm-hmm. Corey's like, listen, I got invited to a party, but my best friend didn't. And he's like, well, how good is the friend? He's like, oh, it's your best friend. How good is the party? It's the coolest party. And Mr. Turner's basically like, listen, like, don't get carried away with what other mm-hmm. people think, you know? Like,
yeah.
Again, giving very clear advice to Corey, don't go to the party. Like, Corey just sucks at listening to it.
Corey sucks at listening. He, like, doesn't care because ultimately he is very concerned about being cool. I also like how he winds up kicking the drink and then Feeny gives him a day of detention and takes the drink away from him.
That is, like, honestly, that is way too big of a punishment for the crime. Like, okay. Come on.
I don't know. I mean, when I was in high school, we spent a lot of time trying to rig the vending machine. Like, that was probably, like, our main source of entertainment, was trying to get free snacks from the vending machine.
I remember in high school, every single day, I used to buy Welch's fruit snacks at the vending machine.
The big packet?
Yes. Yes.
The original flavor?
I like the original, but my favorite is the mixed berry.
I'm quite partial to the white grape and peach.
Oh, that one is gummies. Delicious. Yes.
It's very good.
That one is good. Yeah. But they usually didn't. They didn't always have, like, all the different flavors. I didn't really like the tropical one.
Usually that, like, you got. Oh, yeah. The tropical one's really good. Usually you get the originals. Mm-hmm. If you're lucky, you get the mixed berry.
Yeah. But I used to eat those every single day in the cafeteria in my high school.
They're basically candy. They're not fruit snacks.
I mean, they're not really candy.
I don't know. Now this is starting to feel like a Wombat Water podcast.
It is. People, let us know. Are fruit snacks candy?
Yeah, we're going to have to put that question in later, and then we're going to be stuck in a 3-hour car debate about it. That's chocolate's candy, though. Chocolate's candy.
Oh, my gosh. We cannot get into this conversation.
But you're on my side.
Yes. Chocolate is candy. That would be a ridiculous thing to say it's not.
Okay.
But anyway, we're back at the Matthews residence. Alan is laid up on the couch. He is injured. He is whining. He has a man cold. He refuses to get up and work out with Feeny. Literally, Alan, what do you think that Feeny is doing with his body that you can't do?
They're just like power walking around the track. That's what they'll be doing.
Seriously, like, get your ass up. Like, Amy is a, like, listen, you can do it. Your doctor says the only thing keeping you is your mental attitude. Like, stop wallowing. Get your ass up. If you don't get up, I will leave you for the first thing that moves.
Heyo, she's laying down the law.
She does.
Yeah, Feeny's really trying to push this like health club, but honestly, he's just like an MLL specialist because he just wants to get the $50 for each referral.
I love this, and I love that he admits it. He's just like, listen, this is what I really want.
Whenever somebody's like, oh, do you want to try HelloFresh? Or like, oh, do you want to try this coffee club? I literally, every single time I ask, like, how much money do you get back if I sign up?
Just calling bitches out.
Yeah. And then my friend Johnny is like the queen of this. And I'm always like, how much money will you get? Like, what? How many free meals? And she's like, no, it's not like this. I just want you to save money. And I'm like, no, Johnny, I know you get a kickback. Like, stop lying.
Yeah. What's your promo code, bitch? Yeah.
Lying MLLer 10.
So Feeny gives up and he just leaves. Of course, I loved his like workout outfit as well.
Oh, yeah. It was a look.
Was it? Wait, I'm trying to think now. Was it the kind that goes like?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I forget what those are called. Yeah. Track pants. And Corey enters. Windbreaker. Corey is invited to a boy girl party. Don't you know?
Boy girl party. Boy girl parties are the place to be. Who knows what adventures you'll get into at a boy girl party? That's for sure.
Yes. 7 minutes in heaven. Truth or dare.
Spin the bottle.
I have never played spin the bottle. Not in my
life. Bobbing for apples.
Bobbing for apples. What? What kind of teen parties are you going to?
I don't know if I've ever played I wasn't invited to basement parties.
I just think like I must have not been invited to any of the cool parties. Like, I didn't go to a boy girl party until I was much older, and by then like nobody was playing spin the bottle. Like, it seems kind of lame and honestly kind of gross. Like,
I don't know about that. I could go back in time, I would play spin the bottle.
Oh, I'm sure as a teenager it's all I wanted to do. But I'm just thinking of like kissing a bunch of different people like one after the other kind of like grosses me out. But
well, that's why you don't play with four people. That's why you play with 10 people. The odds are lower.
I didn't have 10 friends, so there's the problem. I'm just kidding. Right. But so Corey's getting ready. He swallows mouthwash, which is a choice.
Yeah, his evening party routine like would not fly on YouTube.com.
Here's the thing. I do think like it makes sense. Like the logic makes sense that if you burp, it would smell like minty. Like, I feel like there's something there.
But don't burp. Yeah.
Don't burp in people's faces and you're fine.
I don't think you're allowed to drink swallow mouthwash. I'm pretty sure it says on the bottle.
You're not supposed to. I think you can get like drunk off of it, right?
Oh, well, then I'm getting fucked up right now with my mouthwash. Let's go. But
let's get fucked on mouthwash.
Let's do it. That's like the equivalent of like the bath salts.
Oh, my God.
Equivalent.
I'm going to
ask
Sarah what her 90s nightcap is next week. And she's like, bitch, I'm drinking mouthwash.
Yeah, I'm going to. But actually not, because mouthwash is really expensive. It's like $9 for like a big thing of like Listerine. And I need to save my money. I can't be spending it.
Do you remember those Listerine thingies that you used to like the Listerine strips? I hated those. Those are awful tasting.
They're too spicy.
Yeah, they're spicy in a terrible way. Yeah. It's like, let me burn your fucking tongue off.
I hated that too.
Yeah, it's gross.
They still sell them, actually.
Of course
still
they get do. Them.
Yeah. So swallowing mouthwash, he has deodorant in his pants.
Why? Like, first of
it's
all.
It's just like the plastic container
that's
in
what
his
I'm
pants.
Wondering. I'm like, did you put it? Okay, so maybe it's dual purpose. Hear me out. Maybe it's like both for like, you know, I don't know what he thinks is going to happen at this party, but like he needs to have the undercarriage area like smelling okay. And then it dual purpose, like don't shove a sock down there, put a deodorant tube down there.
Corey, I got to break it to you. You are not, your seventh grade ass is not getting a blowjob at this basement party.
Do you think that's what he thinks is happening? Why would you put deodorant on your penis?
I don't know. I mean,
I feel like that would burn.
I don't think you're supposed to.
We need somebody. Somebody with a penis. Please tell us.
Somebody tell
us. If you put deodorant on your penis, would it burn? Yeah. Like, also, like, what if it's the, like, jelly kind? Because there's, like, the gel one and there's also the, like, you know.
Sticky. That's a sticky situation.
Sticky situation. And what if it, like, leaks? Like, if it's upside down and, like, the gel, like, leaks out, it's going to look like you, like, pissed your pants.
This is all kinds of wrong.
He didn't think this through. And of course, I'm pretty sure it was Eric's deodorant also, which is another kind of gross.
Maybe one swipe and you're good, but don't put the actual container down there.
No, I think, I mean, yeah, because here's the thing. Like, if you're trying to, first of all, just wash your undercarriage. You don't need to, like, put stuff like that on there. But I don't think you'd ever want to spray cologne on it. So I guess if you're going to use something, deodorant kind of makes sense.
A Dove bar of soap is all you need.
Exactly. Just clean your dick before you go to the party. And also, oh God, he's too afraid to make out with somebody. He's certainly not going to be getting a blowjob.
No.
Anyway.
He also throws Eric's cologne aftershave shit all over
rampaging
his body.
Stallion.
Oh, that's that. No, that's the equivalent to Axe body spray.
Yes, because you could tell the minute he walks downstairs and Alan smells him that it's the Axe body spray. Yeah, do you remember?
Yeah,
those
I think
days?
That like a little bit is not that bad, but like don't take a shower with your Axe body spray.
I remember. Like, I'm pretty sure if I walked by somebody that was wearing Axe body spray, I'd know exactly what it was. And it would, like, trigger memories of high school for me again.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody wore it. Everybody wore it.
Yeah. Yeah. That or, like, the Abercrombie perfume / cologne. Yeah. Like, that's what you just did.
Yeah. When Will moved in and we started dating, I, like, he didn't have many colognes. I think he did have, like, an Adidas one or something like that. Like, he had something where I was, like, this is not okay. Like, we need to get you a proper cologne. So I picked one out for him because I was like, I like this smell. So you're going to get this one. Exactly. And he wears it. It smells really good.
Yeah. Drew doesn't wear cologne. He just always smells good.
Is it his soap?
I think it's a combination of just him and his deodorant.
Isn't that nice? I feel like my natural body smell doesn't smell like, not smell bad, but doesn't smell like good.
But also, I think it's, I think we had this conversation once. It's like pheromones, and if like you're attracted to that person, they naturally smell good.
Yeah, Will
like,
smells good like, to me, just his naturalness.
It's just the science of it, so.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, so then Corey doesn't really have anything to worry about, because I'm sure Topanga loves the way Corey smells.
Yeah, that's true, although he's not into Topanga just yet.
Not yet.
But
so he goes downstairs. Yes. He tells his parents that he's going to the boy-girl party. And, you know, I think that they realize that Sean's not invited because he's, like, quote-unquote not cool enough. And, like, the parents, like, know that this is, like, not right.
They're, like, super sus, right? They're, like, Amy keeps asking him, like, why isn't Sean invited? Why aren't we picking up Sean? Why isn't Sean going? And Alan is, like, you know, Alan, like, he, obviously, we already know from his like other episodes that he had a best friend and he was a Sean and his best friend was the Corey. And he's just like, listen, it's not cool to forget who your friends are. Like, which I do get, but I think it's an interesting kind of thing to think about, right? Like, just because Sean isn't friends with these people, right? Let's pretend this example is a little bit different where like Corey gets invited to something because he meets somebody new, but Sean's not invited. Is Corey automatically, like, not allowed to go just because that person isn't friends with Sean? Like, you're allowed to have other friends. But I guess when you're in high school and middle school and all of those years, it kind of is like everybody has to be friends with your best friend or else you're not going to be friends with them.
I would say that it's not so much that Corey was invited, but Sean wasn't invited, if that makes sense. It was more so, like, it wasn't like, I don't know. I just
is it because it was labeled as like cool?
Yeah, like it was like, it wasn't inclusive. It wasn't like, oh, like I'm just friend, like Melissa is not friends with Corey. Yeah. But it wasn't like, oh, I'm inviting like all these people and I just don't know Sean. So he's not invited to my party. Like it wasn't like that. It was like, it was more like a distinctive, like these are cool people that are getting it.
Yeah.
It was just, I don't know.
It was kind of rude the way it happens, right? Like, I'm labeling these as the cool people and these as the not cool people.
Right. And then, like, if Melissa, like, was actually, like, just inviting people because she wanted to invite people, like, we find out the real reason why Sean wasn't invited.
Right.
But it would have, like, you know, like, if she was a nice person and she was allowed to invite Sean, then she would have just said, like, oh, Sean wants to come, then he can come too.
Also, I wonder if Amy and Alan are sus and they're like, I don't think you are going to a cool party.
No. So Alan's like, don't forget who your friends are. And Sarah just pulled her headphones up on her head. And there's this little bobble of hair.
No one's going to know what I'm talking about on the podcast, but I was trying not to laugh, and I was wondering how long it would take you to realize
that thing. I had, like, a little, like, Cindy Lou Who tuft of hair on top of my head, and I was like, now I have to, like, flatten it out.
I almost took a snipping tool of it just to get a picture of it.
I think I can get it back. Here it is. I don't know if it's as, like,
it's not as sprightly as it was. Hold on.
No, not as sprightly.
Oh. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Okay, so, Alan's like, don't forget who your real friends are. And then Corey gets to the party. He says hi to Melissa, who's, like, kind of, like, really, like, sulky in the corner.
Yes.
And, like, she does this really weird thing where she, like, announces loudly his arrival. Like, this was, like, a cotillion in, like...
announcing the 1800s. Corey Matthews. It was so weird. Like, did her parents not see him coming in?
So it was, and then, like, Corey's like, okay, I guess this is what we're doing. Like, thank you for inviting me to your party.
Poor Corey is, like, in such denial this entire time. He's
so oblivious, so in denial.
Yes.
He says hi to the mini Minkuses, which we learn is Alvin and Simon. And then there's a third named Chipmunks Baldo.
Over here.
I know. I was expecting the last one to be Theodore, but it was Baldo.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I have, like, many questions. Like, Melissa entertains Corey's, like, inquiries for a while. One of the nerds comes over. One of the mini Minkuses comes over and it's like, oh, there's a bug in the onion dip. And she's like, I put it there. Bitch, why?
Why did she put a bug in the onion dip?
What the fuck is wrong with her?
That was weird.
Like, who
that
the was fuck weird. Does that? Like, what a psychopath. Like, I hate my party, so I'm going to put a fucking bug in the onion dip.
I don't know. Like, I don't really understand. Like, did she think that was going to, like, chase people away?
Oh, maybe. Maybe she was like, if I put a bug in the onion dip, they'll all leave. What a fucking weirdo.
That was really...
Also, you think she'd, you think that she'd be like, ew, I'm not touching that. But instead, yeah, she, like, she had to kill a bug and put it in the onion dip.
I don't know. It's so weird. So Corey is just like, then he starts, like, the realization starts, like, coming in after he was, like, boasting about being the coolest in the party.
Yeah.
It's a geek party, guys. It's a geek party.
It's a geek party. geek party. Geek party. Melissa's parents went through the list and cut all the cool people. And apparently, Corey is PA, parentally acceptable.
Which is the worst thing that you can do. I know. I love this term,
and I wish that it had been around, like, when we were in high school, because it's so fun.
Me too. Yeah, Sean was the first person off the list. He got booted real early.
Yes.
And it's like, because guys like Sean are unpredictable.
Ooh.
And Corey's like, I'm unpredictable.
Also Scorpio tendencies. Yeah. But yes, no. Corey's like, unpredictable. He grabs Melissa like he's going to kiss her. And then he's like, nope. And she's like, Corey, what are you doing?
Why didn't he wimp out? Like, he should have just kissed her.
He just doesn't. He's just not
there. Social capital would have went way up. It would have. Just kiss her.
He just wasn't ready for it.
Yeah. So what do you think about this? So, like, basically Melissa explains, none of the girls showed up to this party because none of the cool boys were there.
How would they know?
I don't know. And none of the regular guys show up because none of the girls were there. So now there's three tiers.
Okay,
there's
yeah.
cool kids, cool boys, normal boys, and nerdy boys.
Nerd boys.
Geek boys.
Yeah.
Corey, I feel like, would be more like normal. A normal boy.
Absolutely.
But he got, I think, like, he's like, if we're looking at the tiers, he is low level regular guy.
Okay. He thinks he's cool.
He thinks he's cool. So he thinks he's top tier. In reality, he's lower middle tier.
Yeah.
And then there's the bottom tier where, like, Alvin and Simon, yeah, Ibaldo, Theodore. Minkus yeah. lives, and Theodore. You can't forget about Theodore, too.
Yeah.
He's there, too.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
I'm just surprised there are no nerdy girls. Like, where are the nerdy girls then?
I thought we were going to get one when the girl came in, but
no.
Turns out she's just there to tell Melissa that there's a really cool party going on, which is like kind of a dick move.
This is awful. I'm sorry. She leaves her own fucking party.
Yeah.
And like, are you saying that her parents don't realize that she walks out the fucking door?
What? I don't know. And when her parents, like, even if there's like 10 nerdy boys, I wouldn't want my daughter hanging out with 10 boys in the basement.
It's just weird. Like, it's a very weird. And first of all, even if you have like the cool kids at the party, chaperone the fucking party. What are they possibly going to do with you watching them? Like,
I know.
It's like a, I know. It's so weird. But yeah, well, they leave.
I don't want to be up my kid's ass.
No, but if, like, they're having a party. Melissa leaves her own party. And then I loved the chipmunks because they're all just like, they're comfortable with who they are. They're all friends. They're all just like, mm-hmm. It was so cute. I loved that scene. And this is when
Corey's really guilt-tripped. Yeah, so they're practicing for Spin the Bottle because there might be girls later.
So cute. And
ultimately, they don't even care if, like, girls come or not because they're friends. Like, they say, like, parties come, parties go, but you'll always have your friends. And then that's when Corey realizes that he's being, like, a real, like, asshole.
Yeah.
And he, like, runs out to go meet Sean at Chubby's.
Yeah, so we get the first appearance of Chubby's. So exciting. And Corey comes in and he bumps right into Mr. Turner, of course.
Yes.
And he sees,
which is good, because if not, Harley would have beaten him up.
Yes, beating him to a pulp. Apparently everybody goes to Chubby's. It's like the thing to do. And right. Like, she sees Sean over in the middle of a group of popular kids, and he realizes, like, oh my gosh, that is like the cool party that they were talking
about. That's the cool party. Yeah, no, Sean's like right in the middle of like a big group of kids. Like yeah. a big group of kids. And he's like right in the middle making the jokes. That is actually where that girl and Melissa went. Like, yes. She's there in the crowd.
Yes. And so Corey's like, listen, Mr. Turner, like, I made the wrong decision. And Mr. Turner's like, yeah, I know. Like, duh.
Welcome to reality, kid. Yeah. Yeah. Because basically he is like, you know, I know you made the mistake. And, like, Corey doesn't want to bother Sean mm-hmm. because then he's, like, now he starts getting, like, sad sack about himself. Like, I'm a loser. Sean's cool.
Yeah.
Turner's, like, does this weird thing where he, like, announces Corey's once again, like, hello, oh Corey is here. God.
Like, he's so it's weird. So embarrassing. Like, first he's like, yeah. everybody had any homework. Oh, just kidding. Sean, your friend's here. Like, what are
and
you doing?
And then he,
like,
doesn't even order his cheeseburger. He's like, you know what? That was embarrassing enough for me. I'm just going to go home
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm leaving. And this is where I, like, really love Sean because he comes over and he's like, come on, Corey. Like, come join us. Corey's like, oh, no. Like, you're too busy. And Sean's like, no, they'll make room. Like, you're going to yeah. come over and join me. And yeah. like Sean is like thinking that Corey doesn't want to hang out with him.
Oh my God, that was so sad. He's like, you've been acting so weird since you got on the party. Like, do you not want to hang out with me anymore? And then Corey's like, no, like, I'm the loser. Like, you're the cool one. And yeah. then Sean's like, you're not a geek. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, then Sean realizes that, like, you know, he's at the cool party. Like, he probably realizes that this was, like, all set up.
Yeah.
And, like, you know... basically they had this like great talk and like, you know, Sean's like, I don't hang out with geeks. You're not a geek.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, so you think I'm cool? No, I didn't say that. But like, you know, he's like, you know, you're Corey. I'm Sean. Like, it's always been.
I loved that line of you're Corey. I'm Sean. It's just like it always has been. Like, that yeah. line to me was perfect, right? Like, why do you need the label of cool, uncool, geek, not a geek, yeah. whatever? Like, it doesn't matter. You're Corey. I'm Sean. Like, this is the way it's always been. This is the way it's going to be. These, like, social politics of high school isn't going to change our relationship. And I loved right. that because, like, it seems like Corey's, like, obsessed with it. And to a degree, that's just unhealthy. And he, like, thinks that, oh, my God, Sean is, like, so popular now. Why would he want to hang out with me? When that's not the case.
Yeah. And Sean, honestly, he does not care. Like, he just wants to be with his friend. Mm-hmm. And he's like, let's go. Like, let's get out of here. And, like, ultimately, like, that's what makes Sean cool. Like, he doesn't have to try to be cool. He's just, like, automatically cool because he doesn't try hard.
Exactly. And I love this from Sean. Like, I think this is the Sean that we really love because he just, like, again, he doesn't have to be, you know, try hard to be cool. And he mm-hmm. really loves Corey. And this is where, like, their friendship just, like, this is shows the levels of their friendship, right? That, like, Sean doesn't care. He'd rather just hang out with Corey like they always have.
Yeah, yeah. That's what makes Sean happy. Like, he doesn't have to be, like, the center of attention holding right. court with all these, like, people that are rotten friends.
Right. Stupid Melissa. Yes.
Stupid Melissa. I never want to see you again, Melissa.
Yeah. And then we get to the after credits scene, which was very spicy for Boy Meets World.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Saucy.
Yeah, she got the Fredericks of Hollywood catalog coming in hot.
Yes. Alan is using this, like, I think it's called, like, a gopher. I forget what it is, but it's, like, an extend-arm thing.
Yeah, like a little grab claw thing.
Yes,
yeah.
To grab cookies and dunk them into milk. Another catalog came in, but Amy's wearing lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
She asks if he can make it upstairs, because if he does, she's going to... in his ear. We don't get to hear what she's gonna do, but apparently it's enough.
Anal.
It's enough to get Alan up in more than one way. So he bloop 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 up the stairs.
Yeah. I don't even think you heard what I said.
Oh no, what did you say?
The audience will know.
Great. Well, I'm gonna know when I edit this, so there.
Okay. So yeah, so that gets him up the stairs real quick.
Yes.
He grabs his vitamins and he's up to go.
He grabs his vitamin E and he's ready to go.
Vitamin E.
Yes. Yeah, I liked this episode. I do remember this episode. I liked revisiting it a lot. I think that we get mm-hmm. really great scenes from Sean. We get more advice from Mr. Turner, which I really love that growing, blossoming kind of, you know, mentor relationship that he has with his students. And mm-hmm. I liked the Alan and Amy, like, love fest. I think they're very
Me
funny.
Too.
So
I think this was a great episode.
Yes.
But guess what?
What?
Guess what? We got a Girl Meets World episode to coincide.
God, of course we did.
And guess who watched it?
Oh, you did. I told you not to watch
it. I watched it. So we're covering this too.
Oh, God. Okay, tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Welcome to Girl Meets World Season 1, Episode 6, Girl Meets Popular. Such a great episode. Didn't want to hang myself at all while watching it. Okay,
so what are the three lines here?
I'm gonna just like read my summary. This dude is handing out invites to the seventh grade parties. Riley expects that Maya's gonna get the invites and that like she's like, okay, like this is what's gonna separate us, Maya. Like you're gonna get the invites, you're gonna be popular, I'm gonna be left in the dust. But shocker, Riley winds up getting the invite and Maya does not. Riley is like really happy, and like Sean, Maya's like, go to the party, like have a good time. Yeah. Like she doesn't seem so phased. So like the funny thing is like Riley shows Corey the invite, sees that it's like a girl boy party, and he's like, you know what's funny? Like, or he's like, you know what? I didn't get invited to a whole lot of these like seventh grade parties back in my day. So at first he says he can't go, but then like Maya says that she's not going, which means that that Riley can go, whatever. And essentially, like, they were like, you know, be careful what you wish for, blah, 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 blah. Riley is so fucking obnoxious in this episode. She is deplorable. So bad, so annoying. She's, like, you know, boasting about going to this party. She's like Corey, but, like, 10 times worse about this party situation. So, basically, she goes to the party. Guess what? It was a trap. Because it is a geek party, but it's thrown by Farkle and his other geek friends. And it turns out the cool guy that was like handing out the invites was just two geeks stacked on top of each other wearing a hipster costume. What a shocker. So
this is absolutely preposterous.
It gets worse because
it gets worse.
Yeah, because Riley decides that she now wants to be the queen of the geeks, so she dresses up like a Harajuku girl and then becomes the queen of the geeks and, like, decides that this is her new identity. Like, she's going to be the queen of the geeks, and they all, like, worship her. And then the rest of the episode is spent being like, no, Riley, like, be yourself. You don't have to be the queen of the geeks, even though that makes you feel popular. So that was the rest of the episode.
This is dumb. And I hate it.
No, it was so dumb. And then there's this other storyline where Topanga like visits her old self because she's like a lawyer now, and like basically there's like this bakery going out of business.
Okay.
And like she is like used to being like a New York like shark lawyer, but she has to like identify as her past like hippie self to like be like, you know what? Like there's like somebody within me who's like the real like a really big piece of me that like mm-hmm. would want to connect with like a more green environment or like something more wholesome. So yeah. That was really weird. There's like a reappearance of the doily dress.
Oh no.
Tenfold. So if you go into our fashion hour section, you'll see okay, bottom picture.
Oh, God.
This is Topanga in her business outfit looking in a mirror with an adult Topanga dressed up as 11-year-old Topanga.
That wig is awful.
Horrible. Awful. So, yeah, wearing a doily dress.
They didn't even get the curly hair right.
No, and they're, like, talking to each other. It was a mess. And it's, like, what? She was, like, acting like she was 11 years old. And,
I
like,
hate this.
It was so creepy. And then later on, when she saves the bakery, she is wearing a different version of a doily dress. And then they spend the time to crimp her hair in that scene. It doesn't look good.
It looks awful. They didn't do a good job at all.
Because they used a crimper and they didn't use her mom to braid her hair for 5 hours.
This is horrendous. Who did this?
It's terrible. So they flash back to season 1, episode 4. That was a thing. And then two things, and then I'll let you be.
Please,
with Girl
tell
Meets
me you
World.
Watched this on like more than just 1X. Tell me.
I
you
actually
watched.
Did. I
Thank
did.
God.
I did. So Cloris Leachman was in it.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Yeah. And then Willie Garson, a.k.a. Leonard Spinelli, is in this episode as well, and he plays Topanga's boss.
Wow.
So,
wow. Okay.
So that was exciting to see him. Plays obviously a very different character from Stanford or Leonard Spinelli, but yeah. It was good to see him back. I wonder if he remembers if he was in Boy Meets World.
I feel like he would remember that.
Yeah, you would assume, but I just wonder.
I mean, yeah.
So, once again, guys, like when we get the opportunity to cover Girl Meets World episodes, we'll do so. We'll touch on it begrudgingly, but like we'll do it.
Awful. They're like, let's just recycle this entire plot into our new show, but make it fucking worse. Let's do that.
Pretty much. Oh, God, pretty much.
How awful. Okay. Well, I know. That's over with. Thank God. good job covering it. Taking the hit for us.
So I will always take the hit. So
yes.
Feedback or fashion hour?
Let's do feedback and then let's do our announcement and then let's do fashion hour.
Okay. So we have Cody Patterson, number one, fantastic listener. He has started a new thing called Shit 90s Fun Facts.
I love it.
So definitely schooling us on some things that we didn't know about prior to the episode. So if anybody wants to go back and look up the hashtag Shit 90s Fun Fact on Twitter and see some of our past fun facts, like he goes over something like things about the space station.
Mm-hmm. There was a sports one, I think, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, so good. And I really, 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 really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, he sends us an article, and I will retweet this article about vitamin E. Does it affect men's sexual activity? this is an article from February 7th, 2019. It's a full... on livestrong.com, so pretty credible, very I would funny. Say. And ultimately, it says that it does not increase male there fertility. There you
go. It was a placebo effect.
Virility.
Virility,
excuse me.
Yeah.
Not fertility. Not virility. So sorry. Maybe it's just like a placebo effect.
I think
Alan feels better when he takes it.
He's like, I'm old, I need this vitamin E, and then it, you know, that's all it takes.
Yeah, so thank you for sending us that link. Hashtag shit 90s fun fact. A lot of people think that the Pony Express delivered U.S. mail for a long period of time, but actually it was only in service from April 3rd, 1860 to October 26th, 1861. What is that in regards to?
Pony Express? Did they mention that somewhere in the episode when they were handing out invitations?
Probably.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't remember that. Yeah. But maybe.
Yeah. That was on my notes, Cody. I'm sorry.
We're not that detailed. Okay, sorry, Cody.
Why would Melissa continue to have her party if only geeks were invited? Wouldn't she just cancel the party?
Yeah, just be like, Mom and Dad, I don't want this party anymore. I don't want to invite these losers.
What, like, did she just... I think, like, ultimately, she just really, really enjoyed... handing out invites to certain people and not handing out invites to certain people, because I think that brought her joy to see people like fawn over her and feel like shit. So that seems like Melissa's vibe.
I think that makes sense. Yeah.
I personally, if this was going in the direction that it went in, I personally would cancel my party.
Yeah. If I can't have my friends there, then I'm not going to have a party.
Yeah. Me too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So next up, when is Mr. Turner's outfit going to be on the 90s fashion list? Neckties, sports coats, and jeans were the high 90s fashion, high 90s fashion for men. So we have a complaint. We don't have enough Mr. Turner.
Yes. I apologize. We're five episodes in. He did get the first. He was in the first episode. We did. He won it.
Yeah. We'll be better. We can always be better.
Yes, we will improve with our Mr. Turner stand-up.
We'll improve. I promise. But yes, thank you so much, Cody. Please follow the hashtag shit 90s fun fact. I am going to, maybe we'll have like a segment of where we read one 90s fun fact an episode because, you know, it's always good to like have a complete idea. And this is like very educational. So we appreciate Absolutely. You tuning in, telling us some of this stuff. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody wants to send in feedback, we have our Twitter and Instagram at shit90spod and Gmail, shit90spod@gmail.com.
Yes, yes, we
do. Send it in.
All right. So I hate it when people are like, I have something to tell you, but I'll tell you later. So thanks for that, Jessica. If well, I was the guest, then I'd be so nervy.
Well, it's
don't
not,
be nervy.
No, it's not a big deal. So we wanted to do this here just in case like fashion isn't your thing. I think this is a better spot for it because we don't want people to like miss this if they're not into the fashion hour. So the plan going forward from here, we're shifting a little bit. So we're obviously still covering Boy Meets World. That is not going anywhere. However, we looked ahead and we have like a lot of podcasts every week. And our concern is that like if we go at the current pace we're going, it's going to take us like 3 years, I think, is what we calculate, or at least 2.5 to finish the series. And we want to leave ourselves like a little bit more flexibility in the future if we want to either do a different show or if we want to like lean more onto the bonus podcasts, you know, like have more of those. So, and because this is a shorter show, like the episodes are only 20-ish minutes, we think it will be easy enough for us to cover 2 episodes a week. So that is going to be the plan moving forward. Now, we already discussed this in Sarah. Like, if we find an episode that is, like, particularly iconic that we feel needs and warrants its own episode, then we'll do that one episode that particular
right.
week.
Right. Exactly. So, for example, what's sticking out in me is the episode where, like, you know, Topanga comes like knocking on the back door and it's raining. That's like yes. extremely
the
iconic
scary
episode.
One.
The scary one's a very iconic episode. Mm-hmm. Like maybe even the one where, like, you know, Corey kisses another girl up yeah. in the mountains. Like yeah. there's like, I'm thinking of like a dozen of like really important, like singular episodes that right. need to be taken care of. And even if like we get to a place where we're like, you know what, like these are all good episodes, then we would even do like a mini run of singular episodes.
Right.
Like that's the good thing. It's like we're flexible to do whatever we feel like doing.
Right. And we want to be adaptable because we just want to make sure that like we're still enjoying it, our listeners are still enjoying it, and we don't want to get like burnt out, right? Like if we do Boy Meets World for another 2.5 years, there's a chance that we're just like, wow, like I'm really tired of this by season 3 and we still have so much more to go. I don't think that's going to happen, but to kind of stave off any type of like getting burnt down on it and making sure we have the most flexibility even for just ourselves. You know, we're covering 2 shows a week and we're in the very beginnings of both of those shows. So we just want to give ourselves flexibility. We also were like willing to hear feedback. You know, if people like really, really hate that idea, we're open to hearing your opinions.
Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know.
And we're also
I'm totally open.
If mm-hmm. if like if you also listen to our Dawson's Creek content, we covered that show in a much more loose way in that like we don't necessarily go chronologically through the episode. We kind of just talk about the characters and their relationships. We're also open to like exploring that kind of coverage with Boy Meets World. We're not necessarily going beat by beat and covering every single minute of the show, especially if we're combining 2 episodes into one. I do think, well, first of all, Fashion Hour will be combined as well, so we're only going to be still doing like 3 outfits per category. And I think that we might not spend as much time like on each single beat of the episode as much just because it's a little bit easier. So I wouldn't expect those podcasts to be like 3 hours long by any means.
Right, but I do think that they're going to be longer than our current episodes. So and even if it's like, we'll be like, okay, so like this is the end of this episode, we're going to move on to this. So then you'll have an opportunity to like, if you want to pause and come back for another episode,
yeah.
then you can.
So next week, that means we'll be covering episodes 6 and 7.
Which thank God, because episode 6 is a real flop a doozy. So I'm yeah. so excited to like just rush right through that
yeah,
one.
Exactly. And we just want to give ourselves flexibility. So if you like super, super hate this idea, like certainly let us know. That's just kind of where we're leaning. And we like the idea of like being able to change and adapt to our own wants and needs, right? Like looking 2.5 years down the line, again, like maybe we want to cover a different 90s show or lean in on the bonus content. We've been really enjoying that lately. So we just don't know where where our hearts are going to lie in the future, and we want to give ourselves flexibility. So this isn't a huge deal. It's not like a momentous occasion or anything, but just wanted to give you guys a heads up in case next week you wanted to watch the two episodes ahead of time. We're doing 6 and 7.
Yes.
And that's it.
I feel like it's a big deal. Now I feel like this is a big deal. It's a big deal.
It's not a huge deal. It's like a tiny deal.
I know. I'm joking.
It's a baby deal. So do we want to move on to the fashion hour?
Fashion hour. So we have two awards for fashion hour. The Rachel Green Award for the most 90s outfit and the Paul Rudd Certificate of Timelessness. Starting off with our first nomination, a Jonathan Turner look. So I hear you, Cody. I do. So this is Jonathan Turner. He is in the lunchroom. He's kicking down those vending machines saying, I'm the boss. Give me. He's drinking like a Sunkist, by the way.
Yeah.
An orange soda.
I love an orange soda.
So we have this brown tan camel corduroy jacket, a gray, like, dusty shirt with this gigantic tie that has like boxes on it. Like it has white, gray, and pink boxes.
Yeah.
He's wearing a nice medium wash jean with a big black belt and his 90s, like, you know, like, you know, 90s, like, big men's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And like, look at that action shot, Jess.
It's
like
a great action shot. Yeah. He's making that vending machine his bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I got to say, of all the Jonathan Turner outfits beyond the leather jacket one, I really like this one the most. I have not been a fan of a lot of his like patterned shirts, but this one I think I can get behind. I hate the tie, but if I ignore that, I love the rest of it. I love the casual jeans. I love the belt buckle.
Yeah.
Like, I love the shoes. He's always rocking kind of like a cowboy boot-esque, like a leather boot, which I always appreciate. I like this from Mr. Turner.
I wonder who this actor married.
I don't know.
I want to know more about him.
Okay. Well,
I love him. Okay. Sorry. I just have an appreciation.
I mean, I have an appreciation for him, too.
For him.
He looks great.
Yeah. Next up, we have Sean Hunter, and this is his I just got rejected from going to the cool kids party look. Sean is wearing a orange shirt underneath a striped, like, button-down shirt underneath a blue vest. He is wearing some sort of beaded long chain necklace, or maybe it's just a chain necklace. I can't quite tell, but the puka shells are long gone. No more pukas. Yes,
thank God.
We're in anti-puka land. He has this green backpack with some black straps. He's got this nice watch. He has his classic Sean Hunter, like, voluminous, beautiful hair. And a mid-wash jean, but we have a layer on a layer on a layer
as always. Yeah. The Gen Z would love his hair because it is parted right down the middle.
Oh, it's, yeah, it is. Yes.
Yeah, this is fine. This is a typical Sean outfit. I kind of hate the vest. I feel like if he didn't have the vest, it would be a little bit more okay. I love a mustard on him, though. I do like the color on him. I think it looks good.
Oh, yeah. Like, it is, like, a very yellowish orange. Yeah. So, mustard-ish. Mm-hmm. Right. Last up, we have Miss Amy Matthews. And this is the scene where she says that she's going to leave her husband if he doesn't get up from the couch. So, this is an interesting outfit. We have, like, a button-down shirt that is, like, some sort of, like, blue floral and look with, like, some sort of, like, interesting pattern. It's tucked into some heavy mom jeans. These are the mommiest mom jeans that ever lived. And it's a very light wash. And it, like, it's the whole outfit is kind of, like, one color. Yeah. And it's very monochromatic. She is belted, I think.
Well, yeah, I think there's a belt there.
I think so. It's a thin belt. But look at the back end.
Yeah, like the butt looks good.
Mom jeans give you a great butt aesthetic.
I swear my mom had these exact pants. Like, she definitely rocked this color. The problem I have with it is just what you said, that the top is literally, like, the same color. Like, you need to, like, change it up, Amy. Like, her, to be fair, her hair is looking better this episode. However,
it's not messy. It's not messy. But it's nicely 90s feather.
Yes, but the problem is the top and, like, the shoulder pad. It's just, it's too much for me. But yeah, if it wasn't all one color, maybe I'd be better off with it. But to me, it's a runaway and Mr. Turner wins it. Like, it's, to me, it's very obvious he wins it.
Woo woo. Love you, Mr. Turner. Yes. Boo boo. Congrats. Next up, we have the Paul Rudd Certificate of Timelessness Award. My first nomination is also Mr. Turner. And this is Mr. Turner at Chubby's. He is wearing a white t-shirt. Very classic. A leather jacket with some patches. So this is something that I can see somebody pick up at, like, the Goodwill mm-hmm. and, like, make it fashionable again. Wearing his big black belt. I think he's wearing some sort of jean. But he just looks good. I don't know. I just like the whole vibe.
Yeah, it's very, like, bad boy vibes. I really like this. I like a white t-shirt with, a leather jacket. I think it's, like, a very, like, greaser vibe.
Yeah. Next up, we have Melissa, and this is her I'm handing out the invitations and you don't get one because you're a loser nerd outfit. So she is wearing, like, a cropped jean jacket underneath, like, some sort of, like, white shirt, and she's wearing, like, a nice little floral skirt. She just looks, like, so young and fresh. She looks like, you know, bad bitch energy, some, like, nice socks. It airs on 90s, but also I can see it come to, I could see it, you know, kids wearing this these days.
No, I definitely could see somebody wearing this. Like, it's just a floral, it really is a floral dress with a denim jacket, which, like, to me, a cropped denim jacket would never go out of style, especially when paired with a dress. Her hair is, like, if she didn't have the tiny bangs that she does, I would say her hair is pretty timeless because it's just, like, long and straight. But yeah, and the white socks definitely that are kind of like, they're more than just ankle socks, you know, like a crew cut sock definitely gives it a little bit more of a 90s vibe. But, like, I could, like, see anybody wear this.
Yeah. I feel like we can bring back the little sock.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like that.
I do, too. I usually wear, like, a white ankle sock if I'm wearing, like, sneakers with dresses. But mm-hmm. I like a longer. I think it's cute. I don't mind it.
Yeah. And then my third nomination is Melissa again, and this is her party outfit. And this bitch, she just comes to this party in a very simple sleeved white dress with some white Keds. And, like, she looks so sophisticated and so, like, this is my, like, Calvin Klein outfit. Like, looks simple, but you know this dress is, like, $150. Yes. And, like, it's just, like, it's just a pretty dress. Like, mm-hmm. this can totally, you know, it's timeless. It's true. That's the definition of this outfit.
Like, it's very, it's like I a can cream see this, plain dress.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I can just see this now. I can see this 20 years from now. I can see it 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. This is, I got to be honest, this, I think, is the hardest battle that I've ever had in any category. Because I think there are reasons to pick all three of these. I feel like if I had to exclude one, it would probably be the first, like, floral print dress Melissa outfit. Just because I do think there are aspects of that that could lean more 90s. But mm-hmm. I think that Mr. Turner and the party Melissa outfit are both, like, extremely timeless. And the only thing that I can think is if I'm trying to nitpick, if Mr. Turner's jacket is true leather, that did not age as well, right? Like, you'd want a pleather.
No, okay, I know. But the thing is that everybody gave up their leather jackets, and now people are rebuying them at the Goodwill. Oh,
really? Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like now, nope, everybody tried to get rid of their leather jackets because they're like, I can't have leather jackets. But now all, like, all those Gen Zers are like, here's an authentic leather jacket. If I don't take it, then it's going to go to waste. So they're being bought again. So I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people start wearing authentic leather because
I just think it's not a good look for like the people who like PETA and shit, right? Like, I don't know.
Is PETA still kicking?
How's PETA
doing in the COVID days?
I'm just saying, in general, right? Like, I wouldn't wear leather.
I know.
But a principle. But I know. Okay, here's the situation. Here's where I land on this.
What's the sitch?
I think we're going to see this exact same outfit from Mr. Turner again. I wouldn't doubt that we see it from him even next episode. So, okay. In that case, I'm giving this to Melissa just because it's really tough between the two of them. I did give Melissa the Rachel Green Award, and I did give Mr. Turner the Rachel Green Award, and I do think we'll see that outfit again. So I'm going to give this one to Melissa. I love this cream dress. I think it's beautiful, and I do agree it's timeless.
It is. It is really timeless. It is really beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think that was the right choice ultimately. So congratulations, Mr. Turner and Melissa. Did you miss Desiree this episode?
I love her. I think
I miss her.
I do. I miss her and Topanga. I don't know.
We're not going to see Desiree again. We'll see Topanga again.
Well, yeah, that's true. I did miss Desiree. I think she's a very, very fun character. So, Oh, well, she's gone for now, but forever, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, that was the episode. Those are the awards. We already said where you can find us, Shit90sPod on Instagram, on Twitter, shit90sPod@gmail.com, all of those places. Mm-hmm. We love ratings. Oh. We love reviews.
Yeah.
We love all of those things, so send those in.
Sure.
Also, we have something exciting coming up. By the time this comes out, I believe this will have been released. If you are a Post Show Recaps patron and you have access to Post Show Recaps Theater, we guessed it on that. And we covered When Harry Met Sally. And that was a lot of fun because we weren't able to cover it here because it's 1989. So
yeah, very strict rules after us saying that we make our own rules.
We're very strict with ourselves. Go listen to that if you're a patron. We really enjoyed it. Really fun time getting to cover that movie on a different network. So go give that a listen. Sarah, what else do we have coming up? What else have we covered recently? What do we
have? It's still Mary-Kate and Ashley March. So if you did not catch our bracket with TikTok Nicole Horn, please go check that out. We battled 16 Mary-Kate and Ashley movies up against each other to determine what the best Mary-Kate and Ashley movie is. We also, by the time you're listening to this, we have our special It Takes Two / general Mary-Kate and Ashley talk with the great Melissa Denny, and that should be released on Wednesday the 17th. So check that out. And we have one more Mary-Kate and Ashley special for Mary-Kate and Ashley March. So stay tuned to that. I'm going to tease it right now, Jess, if you let me.
I think we should, because by the time that this is out, it'll be coming up like really soon.
Okay, so then I'll just tell you what it is. Yeah. So we are having Kate and Felipe from the Brazilian Dragon podcast come on to discuss the two-part episode of Full House where they go to Disney World.
Yes, it is. I believe it's season 6, episodes 23 and 24. It's the final
last two.
Yes, the final two of that season. And then we're also, I'm sure, going to get into just general Full House thoughts. We're already there.
Surprisingly, we really haven't spoken about Full House, like, barely.
Yeah, exactly.
All of Mary-Kate and Ashley March.
And that's where they got their start. So it'll be a good, like, flashback to that time. So send any questions that you have in. I'm sure we'll have a question thread up before we record. We're recording that Sunday after this is released. So we'll be putting up a question thread. So definitely send in any questions you have, shit90spod@gmail.com for long-form questions. I'm so excited about that. It'll be a really fun podcast to finish out the month of Mary-Kate and Ashley March. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And we already have our plans for April. So looking forward to that.
Yes.
So just stay tuned. We have so much stuff going on. And I really do want to hear feedback on what you guys think about combining two episodes into one podcast. Like, obviously we want to, to make you guys happy and we want to know what you think. Right. So let us know.
Yeah. We didn't make this decision lightly. We really did talk about it and kind of discuss what the future of this podcast is and where we see it going. And we just want the flexibility. So let us know if you like absolutely hate it. Let us know if you really love it. And let us know, like, maybe there's something else you want us to cover, like another movie, another like short series. If there's like a one season show or something you want us to cover, like, certainly let us know. That would be great feedback.
But I'm looking forward. We will see you next week for season one, episode
season two,
six and seven. Okay. This is why Jessica does the end recaps, because I'm like, okay, guys, like, see, it's season seven, episode three, like, so much fun.
Season two, episodes six and seven.
Yeah, that is exactly what I said.
Yes, exactly. So thank you everybody for listening. Special thank you to JD for our theme song. I hope you have a good one. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Just bye everybody.
Bye.
Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.